You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
I'm now joined by Liam and Liam from Night Lunch to talk about their new EP, Measure Twice, Cut Once, which you can find on Bandcamp. Morning, boys. How you doing?
Hi, girl.
Oh, we're doing good. I just got in.
Highly prepared, I see.
Yes,
very, very prepared.
Of course. It's a beautiful day out there.
It's crazy. Is gorgeous, man.
Going to talk about the weather. It's not small talk without weather talk.
No, it's not. It's not. It's not small talk either without asking, what happens if you measure once instead of twice?
When you got
end of the world, apocalypse.
You run the risk of basically making the wrong cut. And that way I've seen guys go through lots of material doing that.
Yeah, you just can't afford to waste materials these days.
You can't, no. Not precious. With the price of, like, jib board and pink bats, white bats.
Because if you make the wrong cut, then you got to cut another thing.
One thing you could do is you could get two measuring tapes, and you just have to
do it at once.
Yeah, you can do your two measurements in one go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a very interesting point. We're going to cross over now into a little something I like to call dog quiz.
Yep.
Okay, dog world.
All right. So, Clunick, on the song Dog Show, you say that you want to breed the biggest dog in the world.
Mm-hmm.
According to SmoochyPooches.com, which of the following is the largest dog breed? Is it the Hibernian Black, the Swedish Short Snout, Norwegian Ridgeback, or the Hungarian Horntail?
Oh, it's the Horntail.
It's the Horntail? Yeah, congratulations.
Is that a dragon?
These are Harry Potter dragons.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, congratulations on getting that right, my friend.
Shame well, I did a lot of research before we wrote that song, so, you know.
At
the moment, that is the biggest.
At the moment, yeah, for now.
But you want to bring the biggest. Night Lunch has been busy. We'll beat that soon.
Yeah.
Is that the next project? Not another EP, but a new dog breed?
Just a new dog breed. Big one.
Biggest. We're teaming up with the Tyree Dog Breeders Association. No, I don't want to breed dogs. That sounds awful, man.
Yes, we weren't. It was in our contract that we weren't supposed to talk about that. So
That might not happen now.
Okay. UMG would be pretty upset if they found out.
So is that the dog quiz over?
No, it's dog quiz over. It's very short.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, 100%, man. It's not very hard.
That's good stats.
Now, there's another track on the EP called Bury the Meal. Liam, is this a reference to our grandma?
Yeah. I just thought it'd be a good... And then the words have nothing to do with it.
No.
Cousins.
Yeah. Oh, that's the cousins one?
Yeah.
Man, they bury some meals, don't they?
Yeah, because grandma felt the meal she cooked for granddad wasn't up to scratch.
Yeah, what was it? It was like a casserole or something?
Yeah, she went and buried it. Even though granddad wouldn't be like, what's this?
No, he was not like that.
But
he was
like, it was her own internalized...
domestic... stuff
that she was like, I got it. This isn't good enough for my family.
Was your granddad perhaps an archaeologist?
He was.
He liked to dig for his food.
And then she's like, she didn't really use a shovel often, but that's when she did.
Yeah, the one time she
shovels was man's work.
She's actually breaking gender boundaries there.
There's a lot of layers going on.
We've got a. I reached out to some to the fan base on your. Oh, what's the Tumblr page? And I got
on
one response.
Tumblr page.
Yeah, I got one response.
Are you joking?
I'm being serious.
We've got a Tumblr page.
We've got a Tumblr?
Yeah. It's a fan made Tumblr page.
Is it?
Yeah. No, I'm being for real here.
Did you make this?
No. This is a recording a fan sent me. They had a question about the new EP.
So okay.
Let's hear the fan question.
Hey guys, it's Tiny Tim Todwitson here from Tiny Tim's Tin Tarts in Timaru. Big fan of your new work, Measure Twice, Cut Once. I saw on Bandcamp there's a genre tag called Electro Piss on the new EP. Could you explain what that is, please?
Yeah, could you? So that's what Tiny Tim Todwitson from his company name. What is Electro Piss?
Shout out to Tiny Tim.
Tiny Tim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm actually confused. That wasn't a real guy, was it?
No, that was a an AI. Yeah.
That was AI,
but
right?
This is the way I want to ask. What is electro piss? Because I saw it as a genre tag on your Bandcamp.
Yeah, I actually got it from Matt, who coined it for Murgatroyd, and I was like, I like that.
I
like that.
Be in the same circle.
Just anything electronic that's like, really, really.
It's urinal music. And they did a photo shoot in
a urinal home.
Urinal stall, didn't they?
Yeah.
And the Invercargill's music.
So it's all coming together. They're just one note, those guys.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
As for us, we're two notes.
Yeah, we're two notes.
We're two notes.
Just anything electronic and massive.
Mm-hmm. That's how even you though describe your sound?
We're not that electronic.
No, but...
But that's where the piss comes in.
Yeah.
It we're neutralizes. Like, you know, that, you know, sort of boundary that between... electronics and contraptions.
I think that you'd be electro and that you'd be pissed.
I'd be pissed.
I think, yeah, that's how it would work.
For now.
We kind of switch hats.
Yeah. Speaking of sound, I think it's fair to say that you'll draw from a pretty wide range of influences. I mean, you've got your Big Black, Bugnish, Queens of the Stone Age, This Heat, Pierre Ubu, Beak, The Illies,
Death Grips, The Outsiders, Nation of Ulysses, Mars, The Trojans, The Black Dice, Todd Terry, The Germ, Section 25, Alfie and Donna, Aha, The Fenia All-Stars, The Barcades, The Human League, Normal, Lou Reed, Scott Walker, Monks, Niagara, Joy Division, Love for the Atheist Association, Sunra,
Scientist, Royal Trucks, TNCC.
Is that a good summation of your influences?
What? Bad trip.
No, yeah, definitely.
Only the stuff you said in high voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. All that other stuff. Mm-mm-mm. Nah, not yet.
Not yet. I would add probably maybe a bit of lightning bolt.
Yeah, true. Mm. You missed that one.
Lightning bolt. And then Palm. Is Palm an influence at all?
Not for this band.
Wait, that's too highbrow for...
Yeah. That's too educated for us.
For this band.
Too mathy.
Yeah.
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 I think that
even
brings
though
us...
we're talking about measuring twice and cutting once.
Yeah. That's builder's maths, though.
That's about as...
That's more like...
we get.
That's raw maths.
Practical maths.
Yeah, practical maths.
Not highbrow. Yeah. Highbrow shit.
Theorems.
Yeah.
It's not even... What is a theorem? Is that a theory?
I can tell you what a theorem is after this, actually.
Yeah? Okay.
No, it's not for...
Meet me up back.
Yeah, it's not for listeners' ears.
No, not
at all. It's in-depth stuff, I'll tell you.
Yeah, fair enough.
Mm-hmm. When is the EP going to come out on Spotify? Because I noticed
it came out this morning.
Came out this morning?
Actually.
What? I got the email, though.
The email was saying it's 1 to 5 days. Because there was a problem with the Mesa data.
Not yet.
And
damn.
Last night, I literally switched a word around so it matched the single, 1 Million Pines. It's all very boring. But on DistroKid, they're like, we had an email for 2 weeks saying, hey, there's a problem with your release. And I only just addressed it last night. And so now... it's going to be 1 to 5 days.
1 to 5 days.
So, you know, it's a sleepy release.
I thought there was like a protest against Spotify, you know, being very strategic with
it. Yeah, we'll wait 5 days. That's it. Yeah.
A protest against Spotify. I mean, yeah, but probably is the cool thing to do, but, you know, it's also cool to have people listen to your shit.
Yeah.
Stuff.
To get some earballs.
Earballs.
Mm. Mm. Have you got a respective favourite song from the EP?
I like Dogs.
Yeah, Dog Show.
Dog Show is pretty solid. I think it's probably my favourite as well, which is why I'm going to play it very soon. But first, I want to know, are there any show dates happening to celebrate the new EP?
Not yet.
No, like EP-specific ones, but we're going to be playing something that I don't think's talked about yet in November. So
it's not in Dunedin either.
No.
Like... if anyone wants to organise a show for us,
that would be great. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, you're playing at the Palestine fundraiser tomorrow, Eklund.
I'm doing Crime Hospital.
When was the last time you debuted? Because I haven't seen Crime Hospital for a while.
Yeah,
it's been a while. Ho-ha, 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 ho-ha.
Mm. Yeah,
Crime Hospital.
I can't even think about the last time.
Probably you
don't to talk
know
to me about that.
Nah, not welcome to know.
Nah.
I mean, what was the other one? Camp Aloha.
It would have been something at yours. It was probably one of those all-ages gigs.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I reckon that would be it.
You didn't play with Beatwicks, did you?
That was it. It was the Beatwicks show. Yeah.
That would be a while ago.
You know, those all-ages
shows.
Shout
out to Beatwicks.
Yeah. Beatwicks is actually playing in, like, mid-September.
And Duns.
Yeah.
Dirty old Dunaroonies.
Yeah. I see, Clone, you have to head off to work. I have no more questions for both of you. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Hey, that's all
pleasure.
Right.
Hey, yeah. That's good. You know, it's
pleasure's all mine.
It's hard being the early bird, but you do get that worm. That's the radio worm.
Brother from the same mother?
Mm-hmm. yes, my brother. At 9:30, we have a Corridor with Mokotron on his new single,
cool.
Ohaki, and we're going to be talking about the upcoming album. It's 9:11. Any more words?
I listen to that on the walk.
It's good, eh?
Mokotron, yeah.
Yeah, sick. Any more words for the people?
Not yet.
1 to 5 days, we'll have something.
1 to 5 days.
1 to 5 days.
1 to 5 days.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you very much. Here is Night Lunch with Dog Show. You can find the EP all over Spotify. And then we have Lightning Bolt after that.
Yes.
And they're quite a big influence.
Yeah, okay, Dracula awesome. Mountain.
Awesome. All right, Dracula Mountain after that. Let's get dogging.
Kakite.
Love ya, bye.
Bark, bark.
That was a Radio 1 91FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.